In this podcast, I'm going to look at the Anglo-Saxon aristocracy between about 950 and 1020. Before I get started, I want to clarify who we mean when we talk about the aristocracy. My main focus will be on the leading magnates in the kingdom, those regularly in attendance upon the king, possessed of vast wealth, largely in the form of landed estates, often scattered in many places across the kingdom. These men frequently held high office, acting as aldermen or earls, the terms are interchangeable, for the king. I want to distinguish these men and women from the lesser nobility, that is, a lower strata of elite individuals. One can distinguish here a set of men who were also in royal service, often as royal reeves, but who were not regular members of the king's council, and whose wealth was less extensive than that of the aldermen and their families. An example here would be the royal reeve Wulfstan of Dalham, who acted at King Edgar's command to expel the clergy from Old Minster Winchester, and was a considerable force in his home region of East Anglia. Beneath this rank of nobility, there existed a more numerous class of thanes, that is, local lords, who usually owned one or two estates in a particular area, and who dominated the local scene at local level, but not nationally. One can call them a kind of landed gentry, and these are the men I talked about in the foundation of the local church. All these three layers of society were closely interlinked. Effectively, they needed each other. But my concern now is the highest and most powerful of these, the aristocracy.